This is the TV Booth Podcast.
Hello, welcome to the very first edition of the TV Booth Podcast. I'm Rob, and I'm going to be your host on this journey through TV presentation, past, present, and maybe future. We are going to have some special guests appearing on our podcast from the world of television. We'll also have views and opinions from TV presentation enthusiasts. Of course, if you'd like to get involved with the podcast, you can. Get in touch by visiting our website at www.thetvbooth.co.uk. You'll find the links to download the podcast, as well as our Facebook and Twitter pages where you can keep up to date with the latest from our podcast. One of the things we're going to be doing on this podcast is keeping you up to date with the latest media news, and that will be courtesy of various websites. We will link to articles that we mention in our show notes, and they'll be available to view on our website at thetvbooth.co.uk. And we're starting with some news that ITV could be getting a refresh. The main ITV channel is going to get a slight tweak in the new year with a cutout look, is basically what it's been described as, alongside something called Project 52. Now, I don't know what that means. There's going to be a refresh to the idents. Some of the preview clips apparently look amazing. End credit promotions will be changing to a new layered style, and promotional material will now include programme branding alongside the respective ITV channel logo. ITV Hub logo is also being brought in line with the rest of the ITV logo family. So basically that Ferris wheel, the come on in logo, that's disappearing, apparently. And there's also going to be an ITV magazine. Now, this is going to launch on the 27th of December, and it's going to be distributed exclusively in Waitrose. So Tarquin and Jemima will be very pleased to hear that. So, yes, a new look for ITV. Well, I say a new look. It's going to be a refresh. We don't know when it's going to happen. I reckon it's going to be the first week of January, but we shall have to wait and see. We'll keep you updated with anything on that as it develops. Well, Sky Sports have revealed details about its brand new horse racing channel, which is launching on New Year's Day. At the Races is becoming Sky Sports Racing. Sky have unveiled the new team, which includes Alex Hammond joining the channel as lead presenter, Freddie Tilicki, the Group 1 winning jockey, Josh Appiafi, the former head of the Professional Jockeys Association, and Jamie Lynch, who is to become Sky Sports Racing's senior racing analyst. It'll be broadcast in full HD to approximately 14 million homes and will be available to all basic satellite and cable subscription packages with no specific Sky Sports subscription required. There's also going to be changes at their rival, Racing UK. They're going to be rebranding its service on Sky, Virgin and Freeview to Racing TV. That follows its acquisition of Irish horse racing rights. Free-to-air horse racing will continue on ITV and ITV4. Well, over the next few weeks and months, we're going to be bringing you interviews with people involved in television presentation. But I thought today I'd start with a little bit about myself, because not a lot of people know me personally. A lot of you will know me from a website I run called Ident Central, one of the most popular websites for TV presentation until I decided to rebuild it earlier this year, and it's not exactly going to plan at the moment, I have to say. But anyway, my television presentation journey started many, many years ago when I was living at home with my mum and dad, and in my bedroom there was a TV Times. And I opened up this TV Times, and the listing section had all the ITV logos at the time. And I don't know what it was, I was just so fascinated by all these different logos. And my earliest TV presentation memory, actually, it was when I was 8 years old. It was December the 31st, 1992. And it was the evening that TVS lost, had to hand over its franchise to Meridian. I live in the south of England, so I was brought up in the TVS region. It's the first time I was ever allowed to stay up for New Year. And it was an experience that I remember at the time was really, really exciting. But now, going back, 26 years later, looking at the clips on YouTube as to how the change happened, it was actually quite boring. It was actually, for a new franchise company to launch I found it extremely boring. I mean, Carlton's launch, that was quite, well, I say it was quite exciting. A bell ringer shouting, "This is Carlton, television for London." You can't beat Thames Television, can you, for that, for presentation. West Country, when they took over from TSW, they had fireworks. Fireworks coming out of their W logo, that was all nice. And we had Debbie Froer stood in front of the cathedral with a load of people shouting and screaming. It was just odd. But to be fair, I did like Meridian's presentation at the time. It was bright, colourful, flashy. And then I remember in 1996, when Meridian changed its presentation, I remember getting back from school and seeing the Meridian brake bumper, which was like the flash that signified that the brake, commercial brake, was about to start. And it changed. And I hated it. It looked horrible. I remember the squares, the flashing squares of the original brake bumper. They were brilliant. They were absolutely brilliant. And I mean, since 1996, I think presentation's gone completely downhill. Well, that's what you get when you merge with big ITV companies, then become a single ITV company. Everything gets boring. Talking of boring, I think the worst television presentation around at the moment has to be Oneness, the current BBC One package. I mean, a group of people just standing there, looking into space like, duh. It's just, what's the point? That is not Oneness. If you want Oneness, go to Basingstoke Town Centre on a Friday night. You get some decent idents out of that. Then again, they could be suitable for ITV, actually. Anyway, my favourite presentation at the moment has to be the new look BBC Two. Now that is how you do a new look. The idents look stunning. They are the best idents created in the last 10 years. It's the best presentation package the BBC have had since the BBC One hot air balloon from 1997 to 2002. I loved that hot air balloon. I remember waking up seeing it on the very first morning. I thought, ooh, this looks nice. BBC Two have hit the jackpot, because everyone was so worried that the presentation was going to be boring. It was going to be dull and tedious. People were saying Tunis. It was going to be Tunis. No, it wasn't Tunis. What BBC have done with BBC Two is fantastic. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what they've got to offer in the next few years, because they keep up the good work on this presentation package. This could run for a very long time. Now, some of my favourite logos from the past. I grew up with the Channel 4 coloured blocks. I loved them. Loved them flying in, loved them flying out. What else is there? The BBC Twos from 1991 onwards, they were great. So much character in them, but I have to admit, I don't know why the BBC decided to bring them back for a few years, because it just looked like they were running out of ideas. They didn't know what to do, so they just stuck a few old idents back on. To be fair, I'd like to see BBC One bring back the hot air balloon, but that's not going to happen, is it? Definitely not going to happen. My favourite news theme tune at the moment has to be the CBS Evening News theme tune. If you've not heard it, it's just so authoritative. Da 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 da. It's brilliant, and the graphics work really well with it. Now, in the UK, you don't get that. I mean, the ITV News theme tune is good. I like it. I actually quite like the ITV News look. It's been there now for nearly 6 years. We've had this look, and it still looks fresh. The BBC, it's getting a little bit boring now with the pips. The same style of theme tune they've had now for nearly 20 years. It's just, no, it's time to give it a rest, I think. It's time to start over with something new. I've got a funny feeling there may be some changes to BBC News in the new year, with the introduction of the official BBC font that they've been using. BBC Reef is what they've been using. It looks really nice on screen. It's about time the BBC News used it, but hey, we live in hope. Anyway, I think that's enough talking from me. Basically, this has just been a test run to see how things are going. Hopefully my software's working really well. Like I said, if you want to get in touch, you can do. The email address is mailbox@thetvbooth.co.uk. You can follow us on Twitter @TVBoothPodcast. And we're also on Facebook as well if you look for the TV Booth. Thank you very much for listening. And stay tuned for details of our first special guest later. But for now, thank you very much for listening. I'm Rob. Bye.
The TV Booth Podcast.